Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator of Adams, Senator Shipley. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Paige Claire Williams.
Good morning, everyone. Let us be in a spirit of prayer. Heavenly Father and Creator of the universe, again we gather to ask for your blessing on us as we gather to work for the great people of Iowa, for the rich and the poor, the healthy and the ill, and the despondent and the joyous. We ask you bring comfort to the people who of Colorado who have suffered a tragedy. We ask you bring comfort to many of our own family as they grieve the loss of loved ones. Give them comfort and good memories to move forward on. We thank you for the rain for our parched land as we enter spring, the time of new life and rejuvenation. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none, do any senators seek the floor for a point of personal privilege? For what purpose does the Senator of Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. President. A brief point.
You're in order.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I rise this morning to commemorate the Affordable Care Act. 11 years ago today, President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act, and it was a big day. Somebody said it was a big something deal. It's been one of the most successful expansions of health care coverage to Americans in our history, in an attempt to provide coverage to uninsured Americans. It's been a huge success here in Iowa, Mr. President. 160,000 Iowans, more or less, every year have health care coverage, mental health coverage, substance abuse coverage, medical insurance, just like all of us, Mr. President. The ACA passed without a single Republican vote in Congress. Not one Republican voted for the Affordable Care Act. In fact, there wasn't much support at all from the Republicans for expanding health care coverage to Americans. In fact, they went on the offensive. You may remember, Mr. President, the repeal and replace campaign that we saw for a number of election cycles. The campaign never succeeded because the American people strongly support health care access and access to affordable health care. You know, it's surprising. People with health care are generally healthier than people that don't have health care, Mr. President. And here in Iowa, this success was brought into being by a bipartisan effort, believe it or not. In 2013, after that bill passed 11 years ago, the Iowa legislature and Governor Branstad decided to expand Medicaid in Iowa. Now, I don't think most of the people in the Republican caucus weren't here then, but there wasn't a single Republican vote from the Republicans in the Iowa Senate for Medicaid expansion. Not one vote in support. Thank goodness we had some common sense Republicans in the Iowa House. In Iowa, the ACA has kept rural hospitals and rural providers in business. It's been a job creation machine across our state. Last year, believe it or not, Iowa got about $1 billion from the federal government to support the health care of 160,000 Iowa adults. $1 billion. That money hired people all across our state, including in all our districts. It's been a huge success. Healthy Iowans are happy, productive Iowans. The other big winner in this are Iowa businesses. Iowa businesses. And we debated a bill a couple weeks ago about making sure people are working or filling out forms or something that Senator Schultz wanted us to do. But the big winners here when people have insurance that they don't get from their employer or Iowa employers, because we know about 70% of these 160,000 Iowans work full-time. Can you believe today there are still states that have not expanded Medicaid? Still states in this country that have, most of them are Republican states, Mr. President. I don't understand it. They have all the same hospitals and providers we do. You'd think they'd want to help them out. So it seems kind of dumb not to do it. But Mr. President, we have a lot to be thankful for today as we celebrate this 11th anniversary. Providers are getting paid for the services they provide. It's not all charity care like in the old days. And Iowans are healthier and more productive, and I think happier as a result. Mr. President, have a good day.
For what purpose does the Senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would that be in order for a point this morning?
You are in order.
Thank you. Yesterday we had a debate about weapons and being able to purchase them without background checks from private owners. And I got up and spoke yesterday, and I didn't really get a chance to connect my thoughts together because, quite frankly, I had a burning tickle in my throat so bad I couldn't hardly talk. And so I just like to kind of complete that, even though it doesn't mean much after the vote. But I think it's important, especially after we're hearing what happened yesterday in Colorado. Another mass shooting. I don't know any of the facts. Nobody really does. That person used an assault rifle, which I said yesterday I was trained on, and I know how dangerous they are. And they might have purchased it legally. I know that Colorado had banned assault weapons and it was overturned by a judge just recently, that ban. But we weren't talking about a ban here. We were talking about people with no experience, no training required to purchase weapons. And I'm a person who was considered and shot expert in the military. I know how dangerous weapons are and what they can do. They're there for one purpose, to kill. And I said that I'd gone to the range quite often, and I still do. And I keep my skills up. I've fired multiple pistols of different types, everything from 22, 25, 35, 9mm, and 45 caliber pistols. And they are notoriously inaccurate at close range, at any more than a close range. And now we're going to let citizens who have no training have those weapons because they feel they're going to be safe, more safe. But I got to tell you, if you don't hit what you're aiming at, you are less safe because the bad guys most certainly know how to use those weapons. And if you have a home invasion and you point a weapon at somebody, they're going to feel threatened and they are going to shoot to kill. And quite frankly, I've saw the targets at the range and people don't hit the target very often. In fact, without practice, I miss quite often. So I heard that through some of the political forums, it was said that the vote was going to be huge from on your side, and it was huge. Every single one of you, my Republican colleagues, voted against putting background checks together for home sales. The same forum, it was said that if you don't like it, move out. Move out of Iowa. Well, something like 80% of all Iowans want background checks. So do we want to have a mass exit in this state? We've already known because of the Iowa Business Council stated that 2,000 Iowans left last year alone. And I do know that people are very concerned about their safety, and they view this bill as being something that's less safe. The person that almost killed me and missed by about 6 inches from my left shoulder when he was on the firing line for our move-out phase was an individual I known very well, because the first day I stepped off the plane at Fort Leonard Wood, he was struggling with his gear and I helped carry it while the DI screamed at him and hit him. And he was in my barracks and we took care of him to make sure his shoes were set right, because when they inspected at the end of the day, we all had to pay for it. Well, I almost paid for his inability to handle a weapon at the firing line after actually being trained somewhat how to use it. It just serves the point that there are people out there that shouldn't have weapons. And if they do have them, they need to be trained. And we got rid of that training. There's no requirement. You just take it and go out and play Clint Eastwood and think you can shoot a target dead center because you have a weapon in your hand. That doesn't happen. And that's what I'm deeply concerned about. I was with a good friend of mine who started to ride Ragbri, and he was a Vietnam veteran. He spent time in the jungle with the Koreans by himself, and when he got back, all he wanted to talk about was killing. And I got him to ride, and he wanted to take his weapon with him, and I said, no, I'm not going to ride with you if you got it, because you're going to get mad enough to want to use it. Oh, no. I'd never do that, not on a bike ride. Well, I got to tell you, I was mad enough. I was riding on a ride up in northeast Iowa, up by Fort Atkinson, and a group of guys drinking in a car threw a beer bottle at me along the side of the road and missed my head by inches. I was so irate that I went into town and stood on the corner for 3 hours waiting for them to come back so I could bust through their window and grab a hold of them. And if I would have had a weapon, I probably would have tried to shoot their tires out. Except for I remembered a story that was written by Tom Runyon. He wrote a book called In for Life at Fort Madison. And during the 30s, the poverty was terrible. He talked about in his book about how he couldn't hardly feed his kids. He was driving around on bald tires. And him and several other guys decided to ride a bank to make ends meet. Well, while they were escaping, one of the individuals thought they'd shoot the tires out of the car that was following them, and they missed and killed the driver. They were captured, and Tom Runyon spent his life in Fort Madison. And I thought about that, that where you point to shoot doesn't always hit what you want. And there are innocent bystanders that can be killed. Weapons are dangerous, dangerous items. They're designed to kill. And you just opened it up in this state for everybody, regardless of their mental capability, to handle a weapon. I hope and pray to God that we don't have any mass shootings here in Iowa, but the extremism, the unwillingness to have something as simple as a background check is going to come back and haunt us. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, March 24th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Wednesday, March 24th at 9 a.m.